Testing.
All right. Good morning. So I did go ahead and open up the webinar so that we could let the other attendees start filtering in. So the recording has started, but we can go ahead and get going whenever you are ready.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, get my gavel out, get it started. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is October 25th, 2023, just after 9 a.m. And we have one item on the agenda today, and this involves an administrative appeal, including a SEPA appeal that has been consolidated. That the parties are well familiar with, but it involves essentially a request for an administrative conditional use permit and SEPA approval that have been appealed related to property at 9506 Mickleberry Road. So my name is Andrew Reeves. Currently, can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, want to make sure. Serve as the hearing examiner in Kitsap County, and ultimately my role is to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony in relation to this appeal to determine whether the appellant has met their burden of showing that the county erred in both instances. So, unfortunately, we were supposed to start yesterday, and for health reasons, I was unable to do so. And so, we're going to try to dive in today. And again, Andrew Reeves, TLC Law. And to start, I just want to go ahead and check in with the attorneys and see if there are procedural matters that folks wanted to address. So, with that, why don't I start with David Gekas on behalf of Kitsap County?
I don't have many procedural matters that I want to address. I did discuss the order of testimony a bit with the applicants, and I believe at the first pre-hearing conference you had discussed the appellants going first, and then the county going second, and then the applicants going third. And that was when Mr. Broughton was representing the applicants. And so when I discussed it with Mr. Lynn, I thought for various reasons, I wondered if he would object to the applicants going second and the county going third. And it didn't sound like he had any objection to that.
Okay. So other than that particular matter, why don't we then go to Bill Lynn on behalf of the applicant, and he can weigh in on that idea.
Yes, that is what we proposed. It seemed to make sense to both of us, and so that's what we would jointly suggest.
And for all parties, I recognize that, especially with what happened yesterday, if there are witnesses that need to be taken out of order, I myself have no issue with that, if that is the case. So if Bill Lynn, do you happen to have any particular witnesses that might be an issue with, or?
Not at this point. I think the other issue I want to raise, which is I think sort of the elephant of the room, is the examiner sent an email this morning suggesting that, maybe it would be a challenge health-wise to conduct a couple of days of hearing in a row, and I wanted to look into that and figure out if we'd be better off with finding 3 days in a row if we could in the relatively near future, where there where we'd stand a better chance of being able to present all the evidence in a sequence that works. So I wanted to at least raise that issue.
Well, thank you. And in fact, one thing, speaking of the elephants in the room, I have not yet had an opportunity to have a thorough and full conversation with county staff about this, but I will note my intent is to tender my resignation as the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. If the parties would prefer to, you know, move forward with me as the hearing examiner, I'm willing to make sure that I see this through to the end. It's certainly going to take the county some time to, you know, ultimately find a replacement for me. But with ongoing health issues, I just don't want to put folks in a problematic situation. This is not ideal for anyone, and all I can do is try to be as forthright as possible, you know, in terms of my health, in addition to other issues. There's concern over a pituitary tumor. They finally think that might be why I lost 60 pounds in the last year without changing my health. And, brain tumor is a scary idea. So I'm just trying to wrap up and move on. And I know Bill Lynn's dealt with delays in other jurisdictions caused by my health issues. And I certainly hate to put anyone in a position where they're constantly waiting on or having to reschedule things because of my health. So that's a grenade I didn't intend on throwing necessarily. I mean, I definitely wanted to at least put out the idea that, you know, if folks would prefer to wait until a new hearing examiner can be found, I would not be upset by that concept by any means. But with that, I don't know the best way to think that through, but, let me start, I guess, with Bill Lynn, if we go in with the applicant to start.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I haven't had time to review that with the owners of the property.
Right.
I guess, first of all, personally, I would not want to put you through the ordeal of something you're not feeling well enough to do. And that's aside from the logistic issues altogether. I mean, it just if I wasn't feeling well, I wouldn't want to do this. And I'd understand that. It's not a matter of us wanting a different hearing examiner as much as it is recognizing the reality of the situation. So maybe if we could take a half an hour or something and then reconvene. So that's just a suggestion. Obviously, Mr. Geekus and Mr. Bricklin and Ms. Dungeon may have, or Clungeon may have a different idea, but to me, that makes some sense so that we at least have some input from our clients.
I fully understood. And I'd be happy to let folks speak without me involved, but Mr. Geekus, and I'll go to Mr. Bricklin after that.
No, that sounds fine to me. I didn't know that you had serious issues that were on your mind, and that's more important.
Sorry, the issues on your mind thing was, there was a pun there that was unintentional, but I appreciated it. But Dave Bricklin, terrible puns aside, unintentional or not, thank you for being here, by the way. I have not yet said hello to Mr. Bricklin and his team, but Mr. Bricklin.
Thank you. And yeah, I mean, you have our best wishes for coming through that, as a lot of us have dealt with or know of people have dealt with serious health issues, and sometimes they work out just fine. So best of luck to you with that.
In terms of timing and half hour.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I get one point of information that might be useful to get, if it's known, is any clue from the county, and maybe this is directed to, not necessarily to you, maybe to David Kekas or to Amanda, any clue as to the county's ability to find another examiner, either on a pro tem basis or permanent? How long of a wait would we be looking at there?
Well, before the county weighs in, I'll say one thing, which is the person that I've sort of lined up as my pro tem I feel like could be problematic because that's Alex Seidel's. And I feel like Alex has too close a relationship to the Bricklin law firm. But do you disagree with that, David Bricklin?
I would imagine others would. Bill Lynn, if you don't know, Alex was our associate for many, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
So. I did know that. So that would be problematic.
Yeah, I would expect
that. David probably doesn't have a lot of information on this. I certainly had intended or do intend on reaching out to other hearing examiners to see if there might be anyone available sooner rather than later. There's a bit of a dearth of hearing examiners in the world these days, that certainly was something I was hoping for. But either David or Amanda Walston, if either of you have any insight.
I try to keep myself distanced from the hearing examiner contract and some of those matters just because I'm the prosecutor that appears before the hearing examiner. So
wise.
Lisa Nickel is the one that reviews that contract. And when they're looking, I'm usually the last person to know. So.
Sure. Excellent answer. Amanda Walston.
So our director and actually a decent amount of our leadership staff is appearing before the board this morning, actually about right now. So they could probably provide some update or information on it. I don't have anything other than that we've been kind of preparing to look towards being able to bring on an additional or backup hearing examiner for capacity prior to this, but we didn't know that this was imminent right now. So, things can be fast tracked or, move to the top of the line, but I don't have any we have it planned and these are the people that we've got ready, but I know it's the conversations are happening, but not on this timeline, I guess. It was.
This bomb just literally was dropped on everybody. I certainly wasn't trying to, it's just been an evolving. Poor Amanda Walston has dealt with quite a lot in the last several months, and I'm finally, updates happen when they happen, and that was kind of partially yesterday figuring out certain things. So I think the half hour suggestion at a minimum is not a bad idea. Maybe we at least allow the applicant to talk to the client, and same on the appellant side, and at 9:45 we could come back on and see what folks feel like they want to do and kind of work on next steps at a minimum at that point. And if the next steps are let's see what the county thinks and we come back tomorrow to meaning not move forward but come back tomorrow to make a plan, that would also be possible. But I think for now, I think Bill Lynn's suggestion of let's take a half hour and come back to sort of see where folks think the best way forward is, I think that's the best suggestion. But Dave Bricklin, any issue with that as a procedure?
That's fine. I just wonder whether 10 o'clock would be better just in case. Yeah,
let's just say 10.
Give a little more flexibility there. Sure.
And on behalf of the county, Dave Getches?
That works for the county.
Right. Bill Lynn, I assume that's okay. Yeah, it was your suggestion.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I would like to thank Ruben Schutz and Audrey Clungeon also for appearing with their respective senior attorneys. So, okay, we'll come back in 45 at 10 o'clock. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. So we're back on the record here in the Silverview matter. And we took a break to allow the parties to sort of consult with each other to sort of discuss best steps forward. So why don't I start with Bill Lynn, unless we'd like to hear from Scott Diener first. I don't know if that helps, or Bill, any thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, if he's got anything to report, that'd be great. But I, otherwise, Scott, do you have anything, any update on the hearing examiner situation?
No, I do not. Just Monday night, the board authorized additional hearing examiner services. So we're going to be going out with an RF.
Sorry, I apologize. Just for the audio, would you mind just telling us who you are? And
yeah, sorry. Sorry, my mistake.
I don't know if I need to swear you in. It's kind of a weird thing to swear you in for, but this isn't testimony about the hearing. But just to be totally safe, why don't I do it? So do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in any testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And if you could just state, spell your name and explain who you are.
You bet. Sorry about that. I just jumped right in. So I'm Scott Diener, spelled S-C-O-T-T-D-I-E-N-E-R. I'm the manager for planning and environmental programs, and that's the division that is responsible for overseeing current planning as well as long range and environmental programs.
Great. Thank you. And just the background for folks, essentially, Scott Diener was going to try to give some background thoughts, information, if possible, on what the county will ultimately need to do and any potential timing issues in relation to putting a new hearing examiner in place.
Sure.
So with that, Scott, thank you. Okay. And apologies for interrupting.
Oh, no problem. My mistake. So the short story is that we don't have anything to report just yet. The board did authorize the hiring of additional hearing examiners on Monday night. That requires going out with an RFP. Our Kitsap County Code Title II Hearing Examiner Services does allow the chief hearing examiner to authorize pro tempore hearing examiners. And so, Andrew, you should have an email, or will be getting an email very soon from Mr. David Kinley, who is the assistant director for the Department of Community Development for Kitsap County, asking for authorization to move forward with pro tempore hearing examiner services. I've got a couple people in mind, including a prior hearing examiner and another hearing examiner firm, and actually a couple prior hearing examiners. But if anybody has any ideas or attorneys that they would like to send my way, we're willing to include all those for consideration at this time. So okay. That's the short story. Don't have anything new to add, but we're going to be moving as quick as we can, which is not very quick when you consider the processes that are involved here, especially with the RFP having to go through a purchasing review process before it even hits the street. So, you know, we're looking at, and this is just a dart at the board, but we're looking at a month before we even, probably closer to 6 weeks before we review RFP responses, request for proposal, RFP responses.
Just from my perspective, just so everyone is aware, I certainly will not, you know, object or cause, you know, I have no issue with the county's intent on naming or bringing on any sort of additional hearing examiner. So that's step one. Step two, I'm also willing to reach out to others. Again, the person that I tend to have as a pro tem is, in this particular situation, I think a bit problematic potentially, but there are, you know, we have a association of hearing examiners, and I'm happy to reach out and see if anyone might be available to help sooner rather than later, if that's where the group decides it wants to go. So I will then open it up to others. So I think Bill, Lynn, why don't we go to you? Scott wanted to say one thing before we move.
I just wanted to say the Association of Hearing Examiners, Mr. Hearing Examiner, if you would do that and give them my contact information, that would be great.
That was my intent. Yeah.
Thank you.
Could I ask us before I weigh in, could I ask Scott one more question, which is whether this the examiner's current authority to appoint a pro tem hearing examiner does not require the whole RFP process?
That's correct.
Okay.
Independent processes.
Yeah. All right. Sure.
And to follow on that, so that could be completed much more quickly.
Yes.
Hey.
That's our track that we're working on.
And if I understand, Scott, from my perspective, if I can convince someone to step in and help as soon as possible, they don't even, do they need to technically be, quote, approved or not? How's that work? I don't remember the language.
Well, so the code is silent on that element. So we would probably look at some sort of nominal approval process. But I can't imagine at this point that if we have a qualified hearing examiner, that there would be any obstacles or any flags raised by DCD.
Okay, great. So with that, Bill, Lynn, you had further thoughts or questions or?
It sounds to us like you're, for health reasons, wanting to relieve yourself of the responsibilities that you had previously undertaken to the county. So, I guess, you know, even if we were to proceed on some basis, there's some potential that your health could keep you from completing the responsibilities. So I think with that in mind, we would reluctantly give you up in exchange for some, you know, hearing at a fairly, you know, the soon as reasonably possible with a well-qualified hearing examiner. So that's our proposal. We did briefly talk with Mr. Bricklin about it.
Okay. Happy to hear from Mr. Bricklin.
Yeah, that we're on board with that. I indicated to Bill that we are in the process of collecting from our witnesses dates that they'll be available or unavailable between now and the end of the year. We'll compile that into a list of available dates from our side, if you will, and then the county can look at that and figure out what dates everybody's got available. And that when you're selecting a pro tem, perhaps, you know, you could, that might assist in getting a pro tem who's actually available on the dates that we're available, as opposed to selecting a pro tem who turns out not to be available on the dates that we're available. So we thought we could facilitate things that way.
Sure. And in terms of, well, a couple things, I guess. Am I correct in assuming that the parties agree Alex Seidel's likely, that would be a problematic choice, just to be clear? I don't want to decide anything on anyone else's behalf. I just, you know, well, and for that matter, Brian Telegin would be another potential option in terms of a highly qualified person, but he was even a named partner. So
Bill, I think that's to you.
Yeah, that's better to ask Bill Lynn than Dave Brick. Dave produces excellent potential hearing examiners.
Dave would like to take this on. I don't know either of them well. I'm not sure I've even had matters with Alex. So let us think about that. I mean, I'd like to see actually all the names on the list. It seems like if we could agree, not that we have to agree, but if we did agree, it would make it easier, I guess. So it would be good to see the list that Scott's working off of and see what kind of responses we get.
I do intend on reaching out specifically to a few potential folks today, in fact, at least in terms of this specific matter. That said, as awful as I feel, I do want to put out there, I would be willing to try to, you know, move forward, but, you know, I'm wary of putting folks in a bad position if things go badly. I just don't, you know, I'm wary of us ending up in that position.
I think no one wants to be there, and that's why we're talking about pro tems at this point.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure. It's one thing to have a one-off, you know,
simple matter. It's another thing to deal with something that's been around for years. And I just am wary of causing additional issues. That said, I also note I have not billed anyone in relation to this matter, nor do I intend on any bill coming from me about even my preparation for today. So just know that. I know that's not anything anyone probably has thought about yet, but that's certainly the stance that I'm taking. So just know that. So, okay. So where that leaves us then, I guess one thought is we could plan on even potentially just doing a procedural quick check-in tomorrow afternoon to see if I've made any progress in finding a pro tem. Just on that, if someone's agreed, that would be useful. I can at least, if folks are interested in that as an option. Scott?
I think it was David Bricklin that mentioned making sure everybody has agreed upon dates is probably the first obstacle to overcome.
Okay. Meaning find a pro. Okay. I see what you're saying.
So why don't we, I think we can get to Bill in the county by noon today, because I think have just about all the information we need already. A list of dates that work for us. They can then sift through those and then get to you a list of dates that work for everybody. And then as you're trying to recruit a pro tem, you'll have those dates in front of you.
That would work for me. My understanding of how a pro tem being used versus a newly appointed examiner, I would have a minor involvement to the extent that the pro tem would kind of be working under my auspices, and I'm pointing this out just to the extent that my pitching and trying to get someone to be involved, I think the contract that's in place is one that people would be okay with, but that versus a new contract. So I just,
And Scott,
I apologize. This is the business sort of procedural aspect of things here without getting too much detail here. But Scott, am I correct in my thinking there?
Yes, you are. And I was just going to go to code to make sure.
Well, you may also need to look at the contract that you have.
Right.
Mr. Reeves, as to the authority it does or doesn't provide him to appoint a pro tem.
So the code reads, and I'll quote it directly, the chief hearing examiner shall have the following additional duties: administrative responsibility over deputy and pro tempore hearing examiners, which shall include the assignment of cases. So I think Andrew was referring to that administrative responsibility over the pro tempore.
Right. So in addition to Mr. Reeves looking for potential pro tems, Scotty, did you say that the county also has some ideas and you're going to be reaching out as well, or
there's some previous hearing examiners that have done work for Kitsap County that we could certainly reach out to.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And however this, I just want to try to move things forward for everybody as quickly as possible. Whatever that looks like, I'm just trying to think that through. So I don't, in terms of you all, if a quick meeting tomorrow afternoon seems useful, great. If not, great. But I'm just trying to, I'm hoping some progress can happen in 24 hours. I'm going to do what I can.
Why don't we schedule something for later tomorrow afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, and we can always cancel it if, or maybe you can't cancel it. I don't know. because this is a formal public hearing, isn't it? So, I mean, why don't we go ahead and schedule something? And, you know, if it turns out we don't really need it, everybody will log on and we'll say hello and goodbye and log off.
Well, and to be clear, for any members of the public that are participating or watching, what's happening is ultimately hearing examiner Reeves I'm ruling or have determined that for several reasons, I'm going to step aside and we do need to find a replacement hearing examiner. And so now what's being discussed is the procedural aspects of moving forward. And the thought would be purely a procedural meeting tomorrow would occur, say 3:30 would be my suggestion for the parties involved to just update on if there's been any further progress on trying to find a replacement. And that would be my suggestion. I don't believe notice to the world at large would be required.
Continuation of this hearing.
Yeah, but that's my thought. I kind of think everyone was already planning on being around at 3:30 tomorrow. So I'll ask Ms. Brickland, that seemingly okay with that suggestion?
Yes, I think that's fine.
Okay, Bill Lynn?
Yes.
David Gekas?
Yes.
And our clerk, obviously.
Yeah, so just from my understanding and to clarify, what I'm going to put out and notice to everyone is that this hearing is going to be continued to a date to be determined.
Yep.
And then we'll have additional procedural meetings outside of this, but this hearing for this matter will be continued, and then new notice will be sent out when we do arrive on the hearing date and pro tem examiner or whatever the
meaning. Yes, exactly. So tomorrow at 3:30 is not the continuation. This hearing will be continued to a later date to be determined. Tomorrow is simply a procedural check-in to try to figure out next steps. Does that track? If anyone has an issue with that, please raise your hand. Okay, so with that, I think we'll conclude where we're at. Essentially, nothing substantive has occurred other than sorting out the need to replace me and procedural check-in at 3:30 for the parties, the attorneys, and that'll be our next step. So thank you all.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.